loved the saw wood.
He made a bed of clean hay that smelled of the cold air.
The family doctor saw the rashes and the itches and the measles and the whooping cough come along one year and another.
The Gospels say nothing about Joachim and Anna, her father and her mother.
I love the saw wood.
Mary lay down in the hay and went fast asleep.
He saw the husky googler and the husky gaggler throw off the rashes and the itches and the measles and the whooping cough.
I imagine she was an orphan.
Might as well be in a chain gang.
During the night, Jesus was born.
And the family doctor said,
and had been committed to Joseph for safekeeping.
Mary! Mary!
And the sky was filled with a bright, bright light.
Hey, Daddy, guess what?
Her name, Mary, in her language was Miriam, and it means bitterness.
They will go far and see much.
And shepherds who were watching their flocks on the hillside saw the light.
With reference to the miserable condition of Israel.
They will never be any good for sitting with the sitters and knitting with the knitters.
And they were startled.
Hi, Billy, where's the fire?
Like that of Germany today.
Daddy, old Best just had a litter of puppies.
Then an angel walked out of the light and spoke to them.
Googler and Gaggler grew up and turned handsprings going to school in short pants.
It was to this girl that the angel came.
They're in that tool shed back at Dickie Lord's place next door.
I bring you a message of great joy.
Whistling with schoolbooks under their arms.
One wonders why he did not go to the daughter of Caiaphas.
Six of them.
The Savior who is Christ the Lord is born in Bethlehem.
Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand.
Clad in fine raiment and living in the palace of the high priest.
They went barefooted and got stickers in their hair and teased cats and killed snakes and climbed apple trees and threw clubs up walnut trees and chewed slippery alum.
Go there and you will find the holy infant lying in a manger.
They can't even open their eyes yet.
But it was to the lowly that the angel appeared.
They stubbed their toes and cut their feet on broken bottles and went swimming in brickyard ponds and came home with their backs sunburnt so the skin peeled off.
Shepherds were filled with joy.
Oh, come on, Dad. Well, you just gotta see him.
Well,
probably Mary was doing the household chores.
Well, I guess this calls for a little inspection trip.
We have been at her prayers. And the angel said to her,
and before they went to bed every night, they stood on their heads and turned flip-flops.
Quickly, they went to find the child.
Shirley, I'm going to investigate a new family next door.
Hail Mary!
One morning early in spring, the young frogs were shooting silver spears of little new songs up into the sky.
Far, far away from Bethlehem.
We'll have fun.
Full of grace.
Strips of fresh, young grass were beginning to flick the hills and spot the prairie with flicks and spots of new green.
There lived three great kings.
I'm sure that Saul will work better when you get back.
Yes, he did.
On that morning, Googler and Gaggler went to school with fun and danger and dreams in their eyes.
That's the way it reads in the Latin.
Billy, your mother's a wonderful woman. Sometimes I think she just doesn't understand us men.
Who were very wise men.
They came home that day and told their mother.
But whoever would call a girl full of grace?
Here we are, Dad.
Well, I know what you mean if you say that a purse is full of gold.
There is a war.
They saw a new star shining in the sky.
A war between the pen wipers and the pencil sharpeners.
But full of graves.
Just on the other side of the hedge and the shed.
And followed it all the way to the stable in Bethlehem.
Oh, golly, look at him, Dad.
If I were translating this as I would like...
Millions of pen wipers and millions of pencil sharpeners are marching against each other, marching and singing, Hayfoot, Strawfoot, Bellyful of Beansoup.
There, the star stood still.
Aren't they cute?
I would say.
Oh, my gosh.
And in its brilliant light,
that's quite a family verse, old girl. You did all right for yourself.
Liebe Maria.
The pen wipers and the pencil sharpeners, millions and millions are marching with drums drumming thrum, 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 thrum.
Mary, Joseph, the humble shepherds.
Hey, Dad, how did the puppies get there?
For what word in our language is more lovely?
Pen wipers say,
and the three wise men.
I mean, well, before there weren't any, and well, all of a sudden, here they are. Oh.
Then that word, Liebe.
Well, God made them, son.
Knelt among the animals, and
just like he made everything.
Worship their infant king. No matter how many million ink spots it costs.
Mary was amazed.
Oh, I know that, but...
No matter how many million pencil sharpeners we kill.
For long, long years, people had waited for the promised Savior.
How did they get here?
Not so much by his appearance, because...
Was he had divested himself of his glory.
We are going to kill and kill till the last of the pencil sharpeners is killed.
And now they talked of the birth of the holy infant Jesus.
Well,
as by what he had to say, and truly it was amazing.
The pencil sharpeners say,
had he come to be their king?
Well, see. Well, it was like this.
He told her that she was to be honored above all women who ever had lived or ever would live.
No matter how many million shavings it costs.
Was he the promised one?
Everything that's alive grows from a tiny seed, you see?
For she was to give birth to a child.
No matter how many million pen wipers we kill, we are going to kill and kill till the last of the pen wipers is killed.
But when Herod, the ruler of the land, heard this talk, it made him very angry.
You know, the little tomato seeds you and Nancy planted in your garden, how they grew into nice red tomatoes?
Destroy him!
The king's soldiers searched the towns.
The mother of Googler and Gagler listened.
Who would be the redeemer of his people Israel?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies.
They looked in every house.
Her hands folded.
And Mary was flesh and blood.
God planted the little seeds inside old Bess's tummy, and they grew into puppies.
They asked at every inn.
Are you fighting him?
Her thumbs under her chin.
She said,
you mean the puppies come from inside, Bess?
No.
But the soldiers could not find Jesus.
Her eyes watching the fun and the danger and the dreams in the eyes of the two boys. And she said,
how can these things be?
That's right.
When they came to tell this to Herod...
Fools, you cannot find this infant.
No. Me?
Why, you're stupid. We have searched everywhere, my lord.
Remember how fat she was getting?
There's no sign of a newborn king. The people lie to you.
But those pen wipers and pencil sharpeners...
And the angel said, Mary?
That's because she was carrying the puppies inside her.
But I will not be tricked. No, my lord. I command that every boy child in Bethlehem who is 2 years old and under be slain.
To each other.
You've asked too hard a one for me.
Oh, golly.
I am the king. No one will take my place.
And she told her two boys?
I don't know.
But, Dad, how did the puppies get out?
But God was watching Herod.
Pick up your feet now and run over the grass, the new green grass.
But the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
Easy.
He knew of this cruel plan.
Go to the young frogs and ask them why they are shooting songs up into the sky this early spring day.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you.
Remember how I told you a hen lays an egg?
So, before the soldiers came...
Pick up your feet now and run.
And you will not know yourself.
Yeah.
Late one night as Joseph lay sleeping...
At last, Googler and Gaggler were big boys, big enough to pick the stickers out of each other's hair.
How it has come to pass.
Well, it's the same way with puppies.
God sent an angel.
Big enough to pick up their feet and run from...
And Mary believed.
From anybody who chased them.
Joseph.
Bess has a tiny opening in her body, and it stretches open so the puppies can come through.
St. Bernard said that there were three miracles here.
One night they turned flip-flops and handsprings and climbed up on top of a peanut wagon.
Arise.
And then it closes up again, you see.
One.
Where a man was pouring hot butter into popcorn.
That God should become man.
Oh, gee willikers.
The second.
They went to sleep on top of the wagon.
That a virgin should bear a child.
Well, Bess, take good care of your babies.
Take the child and his mother.
You've got to be getting back.
And the third.
Googler dreamed of teasing cats.
And going to Egypt.
Daddy.
That Mary believed.
Come on, sonny.
Daddy, do real babies...
Into Egypt?
Killing snakes.
And of...
I mean, do...
Them all.
Will real babies grow inside their mothers, too? Is that what you mean?
But why?
Climbing apple trees and stealing apples.
Third.
Yeah, do they, Dad?
Was the greatest.
Gaggler dreamed of swimming in brickyard ponds and coming home with his back sunburnt so the skin peeled off.
I do not understand.
Sure.
Because she believed.
They woke up with heavy gummy sacks in their arms. They climbed off the wagon and started home to their father and mother, lugging the heavy gummy sacks on their backs.
Herod seeks to destroy the child.
But real babies are different than puppies.
She conceived.
And they told her father and mother.
Destroy the child?
You see, when God makes a dog or a pussycat, after a while, it dies.
Now, the angel told her also that her cousin Elizabeth in her old age was with child.
We ran away to the thimble country.
Oh, no.
And then we bury it in the ground and there's no more dog or pussycat.
And already in her 6th month.
Where the people wear thimble hats.
And when Mary heard that, she decided at once.
But babies are different.
How long are we to stay?
Where the women wash dishes in thimble dishpans.
That she would go and help her cousin.
Well, how come, Dad?
Until I tell you to return.
Where the men go to work with thimble shufflers.
She might have said to herself...
How are they different?
Quickly, Joseph arose.
Oh, we saw a war, the left-handed people against the right-handed.
Why should I bother to...
When God makes a baby, Billy, it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
Awaken Mary and Jesus.
And the smokestacks did all the fighting.
And they fled in the night.
And here's the way he does it.
To do anything for that priest's old lady.
They all had monkey wrenches, and they tried to wrench each other to pieces.
In fear of Herod's men, Joseph chose the loneliest roads.
First, he takes his tiny seat from inside the daddy.
But instead, she left everything. And they had monkey faces on the monkey wrenches.
They traveled in the heat of the desert sun.
Then he plants the seed inside the mother.
We read, according to Luke,
that to scare each other.
But she went over the hill country with haste.
And then he breathes into it something that we call a soul.
And they were glad for the sunset.
All the time they were fighting the thimble people.
With haste, mark you.
Soul?
For it was cool and refreshing.
What's that?
She was not like our women when they go to market and stop to loiter and to gossip along the way. The Virgin Mary went with haste.
I never saw one, did I?
But with it, the sunset brought the cold of desert night.
Sat looking on.
And let not any of you...
No, son, we can't see the soul.
And the fear of bandits who hid in the darkness.
But it's the most wonderful part of the new baby.
Take this as a warrant for going hiking over the hills.
The thimble women with thimble dishpans.
But God protected the Holy Family.
Because when the baby grows up to be an old man and he dies...
The Virgin Mary had a very special commission.
The thimble men with thimble shovels.
And after many weary miles of journey...
They bury his body in the ground.
And when she greeted Elizabeth?
They waved handkerchiefs to each other.
They came to a small village of friendly people.
But his soul goes to heaven.